As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today. Welcome to the Engineer Your Success podcast. I'm Dr. James Bryant, your host for the show. This podcast is dedicated to providing you with the tools, tips, and techniques needed to achieve success both in business and in life. And it is my pleasure to guide you on your journey to designing and living a life where you are winning at work and at home. I hope that you are having a great week. Today, we're going to be talking about a few empowering and encouraging themes that we've covered on this podcast over the past few years. But before we do that, I just want to have a brief summary of a few of the topics that we've been talking about the past few weeks. In recent weeks, our focus has been on the Winning the Workforce War series. That was the first time where we have really focused on developing content from the small business owner perspective and really diving into what are some of the things that you might want to consider as you are dealing with the workforce issues throughout our industry and throughout many industries. I would encourage you to go back and listen to that series. And if you have any feedback, feel free to send me an email. You can reach me at james@engineeryoursuccessnow.com. That's james@engineeryoursuccessnow.com. I would love to get your feedback. The feedback that we've been getting so far has been very positive on that series. And I want to continue to develop content that resonates with you and helps continue to move you forward. Last week, we had the pleasure of interviewing Katie Zimmerman and David Peshkin from Applied Pavement Technology. So they shared their journey from founding the company and then some of the ups and downs that they had in forming it and running it, and then their eventual transition to advisory roles. But one of the things that their discussion really highlighted was the importance of having an exit strategy from the outset, not necessarily due to lack of confidence that the company is not going to function correctly, but because being prepared for all eventualities is really crucial. And they talked about early on during their annual meetings that they would talk about the exit strategy and that the founders would continue to keep connected with each other with their plans and how it provided a sense of confidence in helping them to move forward. So this week, and this is not going to be a long episode this week, but I really want to shift the spotlight to someone that's really important, someone that I know we couldn't do what we do without. And that's you, the listener. I often close our discussions with the thought that many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it. And there's only a select group of people that actually follow through, do it. The people that take action and are able to live the life of their dreams. And it really is my deepest desire for you to stand among those few. Not just in knowledge, but also in belief that you are meant for that group. I want you to believe and to understand that you are worthy of being in that select few. I want you to internalize that your worth does not hinge on the milestones you achieve or to the extent to which you push your limits. Instead, your worth is inherent in your very being. Your existence and humanity mark your worth. You're not merely deserving of success in its conventional form. You're also deserving of recognition, love, and a profound sense of fulfillment in life. And again, this is my desire for you. So often we let or we're led to measure our worth by external benchmarks, the accolades we receive, the goals that we meet, and all of those visible signs, those external signs of progress. so that we can show the world that we're successful. But I want you to consider to look beyond those external markers and understand that your worth is an intrinsic part of who you are. It's independent of any achievements or any failures. Listen, and I want you to take a moment and mentally think and mentally repeat this, because I'm going to say that you are worthy simply because you exist. So what I want you to do today is mentally picture yourself, mentally say, I am worthy because I exist. I'm going to say it again. I am worthy simply because I exist. And I really want that to be internalized, because your journey towards living your dream life is not just about the actions that you take or the knowledge that you accumulate. It's about nurturing, or it's also about nurturing a belief in your worth and recognizing that you deserve to live a life filled with joy, purpose, and fulfillment. So let this belief be the foundation upon which you build your dreams. Let it guide you in your actions and inspire you to reach for greatness, not just in what you do, but in how you see yourself and the world around you. Reach for greatness in who you are. Reflecting on, I'm going to change topics here because I really wanted to make sure that we hit on the fact that you are worthy. But reflecting on our journey together on this podcast over the past few years, I've been inspired by a lot of the empowering themes that we've explored. So these themes not only help me, but I believe that the themes have been a blessing to you and have helped in your collective growth and understanding. So we're going to talk about a few. So one of the pivotal themes that has really resonated for me is the ideal that success is not merely a destination to be reached, but it is a journey to be embraced. And we can say that success is a journey, but we don't always embrace that journey. So the key here is, one, recognizing that it is a journey, but two, embracing the journey. So this shift in perspective really encourages us to find joy in the process, to relish the climb towards our goals, and not just the moment of achievement. The road to success is paved with incremental steps, each requiring effort, resilience, and perseverance. It's not an effortless elevator ride to the top. It's a climb, and that climb tests our limits and reveals our strengths. With every challenge that we overcome, we're not just moving closer to our goals. We're building the character and the resilience and the strength that's needed for the future challenges that lie ahead. Every obstacle surmounted today lays the foundation for your victory tomorrow. Another theme that we've talked about is the power of perspective and how our reality is often shaped by what we choose to focus on. If we fixate on the hurdles and the problems in our path, those things will dominate our vision and our mindset. And also that plays a role in the actions that we take. But when we shift our focus towards finding solutions, we begin to see more opportunities and possibilities. So this shift in perspective is transformative, influencing not just our approach to challenges, but our overall outlook on life. Another thing that I'll talk about here is just gratitude, because gratitude plays a crucial role in our ability to shape our perspectives. But when we cultivate a sense of gratitude, we learn to appreciate what we have, recognizing the value in our current possessions, our current circumstances, and even in ourselves. So this sense of contentment really helps us to see that what we have is enough, and that we too, just as we are enough. Gratitude illuminates our lives, enabling us to find hope in light, even in dark times. And again, we're going to do a similar exercise to what we talked about before. Hey, if you are able to stop, think, take a deep breath, and I want you to say to yourself, I am enough. because you are. You are enough. And I really want this to be rooted deep down into the core of who you are, that you are worthy and you are enough. So as we wrap up today's episode, I really want you to carry these insights with you. One, embrace the journey, nurture gratitude, and understand you are worthy and you are enough. Next week, we're going to talk about just the whole topic of lifelong learning and how it's essential. And we're going to discuss the importance of continuous personal and professional development. It kind of plays on some of the things that we've been talking about in the past. And of course, I'm going to end this podcast episode like I end every podcast episode, and that's this. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it. And there's a select group of people that follow through, do it, and are living the life of their dreams. It is my desire for you to be part of that select few. I want you to be great this week. This is Dr. James Bryant, your guide to winning at work and at home. And remember, you are worthy and you are enough. Thanks. Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.